it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday Moon's coming up in 20 minutes. Monday morning market moves in the NFL right now. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Sam on X at SB Shoot. I'm there at Joe Ostrowski. Show account bet_sweats. We'll talk more Monday Night Football, top of the hour. Jared Payton, Bears analyst, will drop by. We'll tell you how to bet this game. Sammy, before we dive into week two in the NFL, crazy. We've got a lot of numbers already on the move. You would only tell me that you have some breaking news. I'm like, oh, what is it? What did I miss? Like, secret. So what's the secret?
The secret is, if you bet Jake Hassan no -110 to show up to the Bet Sweats party, you have a great number because the no is now -10,000. Jake has confirmed he will not be in attendance today. So if you bet the no -110, you got a great number.
And is there a reason he's willing to disclose publicly or no?
Well, I was never going to make the tailgate anyway, just because of my schedule.
Your work on the flagship.
Yes, of course. My shackles to the flagship,
if
you will.
The more important job of yours.
No. No, never said that. Never will. Anyway, point being, so there was discussion a couple weeks ago of meeting Sam and them at the bar after. And if this was a normal weekend, I totally would have made it. But as you can tell from my voice, my body is in shambles coming off this wedding. Like, I cannot be around people right now. Like, I need to be alone.
What's the reason Jake's not here? He says he can't be around people. Yes.
I am in shambles. Somebody put something in the 18 beers, 7 drunk cigs, 8 shots, and 5 mixed drinks I had.
Yeah, that was the issue. Somebody putting something in it, not you consuming it. Yes, very good.
Correct.
Right. So then there were 3, Gurch, Paul, and Sam.
Well, Kate Constable could be my proxy.
And then there were 3.
Monstable. Dropping like flies.
Oh, she's out too?
Joe,
no, she's coming.
No.
But she said she's got to behave. Everybody's dropping. Even Mario dropped out.
Mario? Who's that?
Can I forget Mario?
The latest BetMGM Tonight casualty?
I'm getting a bunch of DMs though. Where's the tailgate at? You're invited to the tailgate. I just don't want to give the address on the national Bet Sweats radio feed.
Why not? Right,
you would.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't feel like doing that.
I would be there if I could. Jake never had any intention of going.
That is not true. Disagree. Strong disagree.
So now we have 2 people to FaceTime, Paul, Joe, and Jake.
I will not be picking up.
Yes. FaceTime.
Do not call me.
I will pick up from the volleyball stands with the other parents. Yes. Or during softball.
I'm going to sound like a total boomer. You can FaceTime multiple people at once, right?
FaceTime right in the group chat.
I don't. So we just hit the video button in the Ramly thread?
Yep.
Okay. Ramly?
We'll do that.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, that's all. Big news. Jake not coming to the Bet Sweats party. That's all.
He's out. This is -10,000.
Changed.
Was even money basically a bad number? Maybe.
Yeah, it was a bad number by me.
Jake's history.
A terrible market price, but that's my fault, and I will learn from this.
Okay, very good. That was the breaking news, and we are seeing movement. You know, compared to college, the morning after, you're not going to see multiple points. Not at this time, maybe later on, but you do see half point, 1 point. And one thing that certainly jumped out to me, Sam, they won. But in my world, they did not win. In the Joe O standings, they're 0-1 in the NFL. The Bengals won, but that was another terrible start by a Zach Taylor team, by a Joe Burrow team. They beat the Browns yesterday. hung on barely. They did not cover the number. They won. Burrow, 113 yards. Ja'Marr Chase, 2 catches for 26 yards. The Browns had twice as many first downs as the Bengals. The problem was the ball was bouncing around, and Joe Flacco ends up with a couple of picks. That ends up being the difference in the game. Myles Garrett was a beast, man. He looked great. When the Browns are big dogs, I can see myself backing that dog.
Well, the dog is getting backed here, Joe. Superbook opened all the NFL lines last night, Sunday night. They opened Cincinnati as a 6-point favorite.
Whoa.
Six. And the market is now 3.5. So a huge, huge push on the Jacksonville Jags from +6 to +3.5.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that was immediate, because last night our buddy Jeff Sherman tweeted out, when he tweeted out, it was already down to 4.5. So that was an immediate move, because you know this, they post it and then he'll tweet it out shortly after, but not too long. So it was like they saw that 6 and they took it.
Yep. Actually, you know what? The odd screen is a little wonky today. So the look ahead number was 6. My apologies. The look ahead that came out the day before was 6. When they reopened yesterday, they opened 4.5. So that's my apology there. The look ahead number, though, was 6. The reopen number was 4.5. But still, we were talking about a number where Cincinnati was a 6-point favorite 5 days ago. And then you had the week one results. They opened 4.5, and now we're still coming in on Jacksonville. So that makes sense. Look, Liam Cohen got the game ball. You had the owner in the locker room handing them the ball. They were all celebrating. They look good. There's another sharp team from the summer. We heard a lot about the Giants and a lot about the Panthers.
Oh,
egg,
Panthers.
Egg, dead.
Yep. Before we move on to some of these other games, Jacksonville +3.5 right now. So this is the number we're working with. Question is, are you going to lose that 3.5? Is it going to go to 3? Is the move over? I know I'm going to be on Jacksonville. I will be on Jacksonville in this game. I don't know if you're there with me, but now I'm thinking, okay, are we going to get some buyback on the favorite at all? Or is this thing going to a field goal? And then you lose that hook.
Chris is at 3. Big offshore shot, big market moving book. They are at 3.
It's going.
So I think you may want to take some 3.5. I mean, you'd rather have the 3.5 than the 3.
Of course.
And if Chris is at 3, that's pretty telling. Now, there may be some people that want to come in and whack the Bengals at -3. Always possible. But this will probably close. I'm going to guess 3.5 is a really good closing number guess. How about the Miami Dolphins being favored at home against New England? So this opened, I want to make sure I get this right, because again, the screen's a little wonky this morning, on the 7th of September at 6 o'clock p.m. local time, they opened Miami -2 against New England. Game is in Miami. Okay. How about 1.5 and 1 right now? So even though the Patriots lost and I thought looked pretty bad, the market's still moving against Miami after an awful 33-8 loss to Indy.
Whew. Taking a look at Sunday's forecast, sunny, 85 degrees in Miami.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So those early in the year, correct me if I'm wrong, you would probably know better. Patriots don't bode well in Miami, right? On the road, they're used to the cooler temps. Most of those players, even though they're younger, going on the road, playing 85, they're going to be on the bad side. They're going to be on the sunny sideline, which always piss Belichick off. Boy, I don't know, man. Like, you look at that Miami performance, so what are we going to get now? What do you think? Is it going to be a bounce back? Are they going to show some life, some pride, or is it just going to be a lost season? That's basically the argument you're having in this game.
I did not like what I saw from the Patriots. I am not excited about betting them, especially on the road. So I might find myself buying that Miami dip. This number in the summer is Miami 3. When they did the look-ahead lines for the entire season, Miami's 3. Mm-hmm. And now you're Miami 1, 1.5. I don't necessarily like Miami big picture, but they still have the talent, I would think, at receiver to make this New England defense sweat. I mean, Christian Gonzalez not being out there for New England was a huge deal. Huge deal.
Sure.
And you know that Vegas game might have been uglier if Brock Bowers didn't get hurt. Now, Bowers is going to be fine, or so they say, but Bowers only played in like 33 snaps. So a lot of that damage was done without Brock Bowers. Waddle did get banged up for Miami yesterday. That's something to pay attention to. We'll see. We'll check the injury report. But early in the game, early in the week, the market is moving against Miami. That's not surprising given how they performed in week one.
Okay. Another here. Let's get some moves here. And these are not massive moves, but it's coming off of key numbers. So it's certainly worth talking about. San Francisco reopens -7 at New Orleans. New Orleans, remember yesterday, they lose by 7 at home. They're home once again. This number came down. So a little bit of action on New Orleans here, not on San Francisco. The market is 6.5. I see a juiced 5.5 at a very public shop for some reason. Look, I mean, San Francisco, that game came down to the very end against Seattle, but the Niners dominated. They outgained them by 154 yards. Darnold with 150 passing yards, Sam, and almost all of them go to the number one receiver. I find that interesting that they're backing New Orleans in this spot.
Paul's guy, Smith and Jigba, had a monster game, including a huge catch in that fourth quarter to set up what could have been a game-winning drive, but Darnold had the fumble. JSN was great, and the targets were there. I saw the route tree. I think it was Bill Barnwell put the route tree, and he was all over the field. For any bet against San Francisco, it just feels injury-related because we know McCaffrey played hurt. Kittle got hurt in the game. Jennings got hurt in the game. Juwan Jennings. So RB1 is dinged up. Tight end 1 is hurt. And receiver 1 is hurt. It doesn't feel like that support for Spencer Rattler. It's more of a short of San Francisco's health. That's how it feels for me.
Okay. CMC, the guy that's always hurt, 31 touches yesterday. Everything had to go through him. Everything. Run game, passing game, everything was CMC. Here's another reaction to what we saw yesterday. They are betting the Colts. Is it betting the Colts, fading the Broncos? You decide. But now we have the Broncos as a road favorite, Sam. They looked awful at home to start the season. Now they're laying 2.5 in Indy. Okay. That came down. It opened Denver, reopened Denver -3. Now we're Denver -2.5. Probably a little bit of column A and column B here.
A little bit of both. I wonder who Paul Aspen's on in this game. Paul, are you laying 2.5 with Denver on the road?
You're doing Daniel Jones?
I like the Colts a lot more when I saw 3.5 yesterday. But no, I will not be laying 2.5 with Denver.
I didn't think
Definitely
you would.
Definitely not.
He's out on Denver. I love him taking a stance, though, early.
The orange Kool-Aid, it's a lot. It's a lot, and it's based on a guy that won a Super Bowl 15 years ago. And again, the mid-quarterback. The defense, maybe you'll take him. But, like, the idea that they're going to upset the Chiefs or be, like, a dark horse AFC championship.
No. Who has a better
quarterback? You said Joe.
No, I know. I know. Which team has a better quarterback in this game?
Indy.
Can I take Anthony Richardson?
No, you don't want to.
How about Philip Rivers or Matt Ryan or those other cast-offs that all came into Indy at the end of their careers?
Oh, Matt Ryan's a Philly boy. Give me Matty Ice.
Based on what I saw, Daniel Jones right now is a lot better, at least in week one. Not even close.
Daniel Jones against that defense is terrifying, I will say.
Yes.
It is, but they ran the ball a lot yesterday. They opened everything up with the ground game, and that's how the Colts are built. Run the ball first, and that opens everything up. They had 156 yards on the ground. And then when you can run the ball, safeties come down, and it makes it much easier to throw.
I'm going to assume they can't do that against Denver, unfortunately. But we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, big difference. So that's why they're a short favorite. It's going to be interesting to see where that number goes throughout the week. Game of the week, we can't ignore it. Don't see much movement in the market so far, but we've got to talk about Kansas City opening in Brazil with a loss. Philadelphia closer than expected, but they win with they get the win at home. Extra rest here. Long travel for KC after the Friday game. Philly is a 1-point favorite. Now, 1 point at BetMGM. In Arrowhead, the Chiefs trying to avoid an 0-2 start.
I think these defenses are better than both offenses. That might be crazy to say.
No, it's not.
Jalen Carter gonna play? Is he playing in this one after Spitgate?
I haven't heard anything.
I don't think he's out. So if he's in, obviously that changes the entire defense for Philly. At the point of attack. I like the under in the game. I think that's going to go down throughout the week.
All right. We'll, of course, continue to dissect this one. Top of the hour, Jared Payton will drop by to break down Bears-Vikings betting angles. But next, another new segment, Monday Moons. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.